Well, hey guys, how is your Friday going? It's Friday afternoon here, and I've been working at home today. I'm about to head off to my church here in Sturbridge. We have a men's gathering this evening, and just see some folks before that. So I trust you're having a really wonderful day. What else going on? Yeah, men's gathering this evening. This Sunday, I'm going to be speaking here in Sturbridge on spiritual authority. I'm going to be in Stamford, Connecticut. We're doing a house party, an outdoor worship, and just talking about some of the basic principles of faith in God in Stamford, Connecticut at 3 p.m. It's a private home, but if you're interested in joining us, message me and I will get you the details for that. Boom. In early, probably the middle 2 weeks of July, I'm going to be in France as well. So looking forward to being with my family. I think I'm going to get to preach in France and see the home that I bought. I've bought a home that I've only ever seen for about 20 minutes. So my wife has been working diligently on that and getting it up to speed. So I'm looking forward to enjoying that new home in France as well. Cheers. Hey, let me share something with you real quick. I have had such a fun day today. And the reason I've had such a fun day is I've decided every 15 minutes, I'm going to spend 1 minute speaking in tongues. Or not even so much praying in tongues or interceding, but just praising and communing with the Lord. And I have to say this, most of you know this. For most of you, this will be a confirmation. If you don't speak in tongues, don't check out. You can pick one up before you leave. I can really help you with that. But speaking in tongues, for so many Christians, speaking in tongues is the unwrapped gift. It's a gift they've never experienced. And then, sadly, for a lot of charismatic, Pentecostal, in the river folks, speaking in tongues is a gift they've unwrapped, but it's an unused gift. It's a gift that's laying on the shelf. And if you were to ask them, do you speak in tongues? They say yes. What they really mean is they can speak in tongues. They don't mean that they do on a daily basis. And sometimes, you know, it may just be how my brain is hotwired, but taking a decision, I literally set my Apple Watch here to buzz every 15 minutes, and I will take literally 1 minute and worship the Lord. And, you know, it literally is like letting a bucket down the well. With joy, we draw waters from the well of salvation. And speaking in tongues is so amazing. And it is, you can see why Satan works through so many churches and religion to try to squash that gift. Literally, what God undid at Babel, he like scattered the people. He brought back together. He created. People talk about church unity. Church unity happened on the day of Pentecost. Let me say that again. Church unity, they were in one place, in one accord, and there came a sound as from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind. And they all spoke in tongues. Not some of them, they all spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. That's the Apostle Paul, yeah? God wants everybody to speak in tongues. It's really amazing. Isaiah prophesied, I was reading this earlier, Isaiah 28:10, let me go back. It says, it must be precept upon precept, line upon line, here and here a little, there a little. In verse 11, Isaiah 28:11, it says, with stammering lips and another tongue, I will speak to this people. The next verse says, to whom God said, this is the rest, this is the refreshing with which he may cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing, but they would not hear. Stammering lips and another tongue. Now, it's conceivable somebody's listening to this and going, yeah, but that's not really talking about speaking in tongues. Oh, really? That's not what the Apostle Paul thought. Because in 1 Corinthians 14, where Paul's talking about tongues and prophecy, he quotes that same passage. And in 1 Corinthians 14:21, he quotes it. It's translated here, with the men of other tongues, with the lips, I will speak to this people, but they would not hear. He's quoting Isaiah 28:12. And speaking in tongues is really so amazing. And I would encourage you to think, it's not so much spiritual blockages, but how do we get distracted? How do we not do that? It's interesting. I grew up in a time in the UK, and it wasn't just the UK, it was all over the world, but really the time of the charismatic renewal, where, if you will, it was like a sort of second wave of Holy Spirit, the first wave being the classical Pentecostals. And at the time, churches, it was normal for churches to really sing in tongues, and everybody would sing and raise their voices, and you'd hear hundreds and hundreds dongora shinana singing and worshiping. It was like the choirs of angels. And in some way, you know, at that time, worship was often a pastor who couldn't sing too well leading worship, and Mrs. Jones, no relation. You know, somebody playing the keyboard or playing the organ, and in one way, musically very basic. And because it was musically so basic, everybody would join in. And I think we've actually lost something there in the church by, you know, we strive for musical excellence, and so we should. Amen to that. I have nothing against that. And yet the people of God need to engage with worship. And I tell you, speaking in tongues and singing in tongues, worshiping in tongues, intercession in tongues is such an amazing thing. Hey, let me finish with this. But if you're watching this today and you've never spoken in tongues, I'd love to help you in any way. I've never seen one person, not one, who wanted that gift, who didn't get it, if they would simply get a little teaching. You don't, faith for salvation doesn't come by begging God to save you. He's already saved you. It comes by hearing the word of God. And when you hear clearly a presentation of the gospel, faith for salvation comes. Faith for healing doesn't come by begging God to heal you. He's already healed you. It comes by hearing the word on healing. And it's the same thing with the gifts of the Spirit. You need good teaching. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Paul says in Galatians 3, verse 3 and verse 5, he said, he who ministers the Spirit and works miracles amongst you, does he do it because you keep all the laws or by the hearing of faith? So if you've never received that gift, or you've tried and you begged and pleaded and tarried and a bunch of other religious stuff, I have a series. I'll give it to you free, really. I'm not looking for any money or anything on how to receive the baptism of the Spirit, on speaking in tongues. Drop me a line. I'd love to send that to you. It's really important that every Christian on planet Earth step from Acts chapter 1 into Acts chapter 2. Boom. See you later. So guys, enjoy your day. I hope to see some of you in person or online this coming Sunday. And looking forward to connecting with believers in France. I'm planning a missions trip to the UK in the fall, Lord willing, if dear Mr. Johnson will open up the passageways to fly to the UK. I will plan to be there. So bless you guys. Have a great day. Bye for now.